That's Ed Sheeran here on Heart.
Globals make some noise, supporting small charities that make a big difference.
So in just over an hour's time, Amanda will be tackling the first of her Three Peaks Challenge. She's in Snowdon, I'm here in the studio, but she's not alone because she has her team of Mandy's Mountaineers alongside her, made up of inspirational people from many of the charities that Globals Make Some Noise supports. And one of those charities is Cool Carers. And Dylan's a cool carer. He's 11 years old. Morning, Dylan.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm here with Dylan. He's all snuggled up. We're all in our thermals and our fleeces, and we are absolutely ready for what was going to happen at 8:15. Dylan, talk to me a little bit. Tell us about why you became part of Cool Carers.
I became part of Cool Carers because it gave me a break from home when my caring duties got hard. Yeah. And it made me feel like it made me feel like people understood how I was feeling, because we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, absolutely. So each morning, while other 11-year-olds are just getting ready for school, just normally, or their mums and dads are just probably waiting on them hand and foot, tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
So I'd normally wake up early and I'd get dressed for school, and then I'd go into the kitchen and make toast, some breakfast for my family, and then I'd take it in to the front room where everyone would eat, and then I would leave. And then sometimes my mum's friend would come and walk my brother and sister to school, or my nan would come and drive them.
So you are basically doing everything that a mummy or a daddy might do in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow, it's incredible. And how much more difficult would life be if you didn't have Cool Carers to help you?
It'd just be hard to get along with everyone, because you're stuck in the same house every day, every hour, and it would just be argument upon argument.
Yeah, it would. It's very stressful, and I suppose it must be very nice being part of a group of people, a group of other young people, who know exactly how you're feeling and what you're going through, because your own friends at school probably don't have a real clue, do they?
No, they don't. They always ask me about it.
Mm.
And sometimes I get frustrated because I explain it to them a lot.
Yeah. Well, you are absolutely extraordinary, and I'm so proud that you're coming up Snowdon with me today. Are you excited or nervous? What do you feel?
It's sort of 50-50 because I don't know how to feel, but I can definitely feel the adrenaline rushing in.
Oh, well, Dylan, it's so brilliant that we'll get there together.
Dylan, I've got every faith in you. Will you promise me something, though?
Yeah.
Will you bring Amanda back safe and sound?
Yes.
I'm putting you firmly in charge.
He's in charge.
Okay,
I'm going to put him at the front. But we couldn't do it without the people that are going to donate. And if you've got, I know we're in a difficult time in the world at the moment, but any spare penny, I mean, go without your coffee, go without a sandwich maybe at lunchtime, because charities like Cool Carers, as you've heard from Dylan, really, really need your help. So if you've got any pennies to spare, could you please text Amanda 10? That's Amanda and the number 10 without a space to 70766 to donate just £10. You can give 20 or £30, or you can give less. 100% of your donation goes to Globals Make Some Noise. Network charges may apply. You must be 16 or over, and the T's and C's are at heart.co.uk.
Yeah, you could be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can